Thank you for being here with us tonight. This is Tuesday, February 21st, 2023, and this is the City Council meeting for the City of South Jordan. My name is Dawn Ramsey, and I have the privilege of serving as mayor of the City of South Jordan with our excellent City Council who's up here on the dais with me. These are great public servants. We appreciate very much all you do for our city. Thank you to our staff. We have our administrative staff here with us, and they do so much. They are the best of the best. Thank you very much for being here with us. And welcome to members of the public who are here with us. We've got members of our youth council and anyone joining us online. We appreciate you being here. We are going to open tonight's meeting with an invocation by our city manager, Mr. Gary Watcott.
Our Heavenly Father, we're grateful we could meet here tonight in our civic capacity and roles as leaders of our community. We're grateful for the opportunity we have to serve our public. We're grateful for the opportunity we have to live here where we do in South Jordan. We're grateful for the blessings we enjoy here, for the wonderful people that surround us. We're grateful for the staff and our council who work so diligently on behalf of our residents to make this such a wonderful place to live. We pray that thy spirit might be here in our meeting, that we might be able to have a good dialogue in the spirit that is intended to have. Once again, we're grateful for the blessings we enjoy for being here in America under such inspired and guided nation. We say these things now humbly in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right, tonight our Pledge of Allegiance will be under the direction of our Director of Public Works, Mr. Jason Rasmussen.
Will the audience please arise? Please repeat the pledge after me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Audience may be seated.
Thank you, Mr. Rasmussen. We appreciate that. All right, by way of note, I just want to make sure everyone is aware that at the end of our work meeting, we made a motion to amend this agenda in this meeting to add an action item, which is on the amended agenda, item G1. We've added an appointment to the Arts Council to our agenda. So just making note of that. And now we'll go to item D. We have the minutes from our February 7, 2023 City Council study meeting and our February 7, 2023 City Council meeting. Those have been sent out. Does anyone have any questions or concerns, amendments to the minutes? And if not, can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
Mayor, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes D1 and D2.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Harris and Mr. McGuire. All right, any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of approving the minutes from both meetings on February 7th, 2023, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Those minutes are approved. I do need to make note that Mrs. Zander has been excused for a few minutes. She will be with us very soon. She's on her way. And also want to say thank you to Mr. Harris for conducting and serving as Mayor Pro Tem at our last meeting. Thank you for that. All right, Mayor and Council reports. Anyone like to go first?
I can go.
Please. Yeah.
So since our last meeting, I have attended two legislative roundup meetings on Saturday, and we discussed earlier the next one is this next Saturday, and got to visit with several of our legislators there. I thought it was productive, good use of time to be there. Two LPC meetings, legislative policy committee meetings as well, and so to a great extent, my life has been wrapped up with legislative kind of stuff, which I know you understand even better than I do, Mayor. But I also attended the Natural History Museum. I'm sure you each received an invitation to that. It was an interesting evening, for sure. And I love the Natural History Museum. So Robin had to drag me out of there, or I would probably still be there reading each tag as I went through. But anyway, also had the opportunity to attend the viewing for Shauna Butters last Friday evening, and Brian was really grateful for the plant that the city had sent to him. And anyway, it was surprising to me. I didn't know she had been ill, but I was glad to have been there. That's it for me.
Thank you. Yes, our condolences go out to Brian Butters, former councilman here in South Jordan, on the passing of his wife, Shauna. I actually just found out right now about that, and it's had me a little bit rattled. Makes me sad. I've known them for a very long time. First time I met them, I think Brian was on the council at the time. At the time, it was the South Jordan Community Theater, and we did Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, and I was in that, and Brian played Jacob. Jacob and Sons, he was Jacob. And that's been a long time ago, and that was when I first met the Butters. So our thoughts and prayers and condolences go out to Brian Butters and their family. Thank you for bringing that up. Would you like to go next, Mr. Harris?
Sure. I kind of wanted the legislative updates along with other council members here. That was over. And I know, Don, I know you're involved in helping kind of keep us in the loop on all those. I appreciate you doing that, but I think it's helpful information to hear, you know, what's going on and the bills that are legislators either reside or are over areas of our city. So it's good to kind of get up to speed on all those items. Also, attended a race series, which was good. I appreciate that we hold those. It gives me a reason to get out and get some exercise, and so it's always fun. And I'll just comment, I think they just keep, you can just tell the attendance has really gone up on those, and a lot of people really, really enjoy it. So it's just really well done. The sewer board had a reception that they put on for their employees. And I'll just say, I'm amazed at how big, it's the biggest, sewer district in the state, and it's ran by 72 employees. Hmm. So it's amazing that 72 employees can pull all that off, so they do a great job. It's well ran. Mayor, I don't know if you know this, but Craig is retiring. So
when is that?
With a couple months. I don't know.
His replacement, but I don't want to miss when that happens. If you'll just keep me informed about when that might be.
The transition's already starting, in place, but it's not. Once Craig retires here, I'll get the exact.
And there's an open house or whatever it is that they're going to do for his retirement. I may hear about it. I may not. I feel make sure that I know.
Appreciate
that.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. Well, it was really well done, and those employees were so hard, and just a good group of people that keep our sewer, in good shape. So,
thank you.
And that's everything.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you again for representing us there.
Yeah.
Appreciate
happy
that.
To.
Thank you.
Yep.
Mr. Marler.
Happy to go. I'll first chip in as well. Condolences to Brian Butters and his family. I got to serve with Brian many, many years ago on the council, and got to be very good friends, close friends. I was disheartened that I was actually up snowmobiling ice fishing in Idaho and Montana for the funeral, darn it. So I missed that and feel badly. But I can tell you that Shauna, just a very sweet, lovely individual, I feel badly for Brian's loss. There were no architectural review committee meetings the past couple weeks, so I don't have anything to share with you there. I will mention, out of interest, we approved Google Fiber last year, and they went around, did my community as far as putting in the trunk lines, and I actually was able to get internet then through Google last week, and that has been a very good thing for me. So I'm not pitching it in any way. I'm just saying it was an opportunity that, as council, we provided to the community, and my experience so far has been very, very good. And so I'm glad that everything went well, so I can at least give you that report. Probably last is, I think I'd mentioned it maybe a little bit a few weeks ago, but I actually, and I'm shocked, but actually signed up for Social Security, Medicare, and that will take place my the first day of my birthday month, which is April. And so that's kind of an oddity. My wife got, she's 2 months older than me, and so she got her Social Security card this last Friday. So those are major changes at the Martyrs. I got to sit down with Teresa Trujillo and get me off PEHP, believe it or not, within the next 1 to 2 months. So there you go.
Wow.
That's it. That's
wow.
It for me.
Big news.
So,
yeah. Those are some big changes. Awesome. Thank you.
Since our last meeting, I attended some of the same LPC meetings and the legislative breakfasts. Grateful for those groups that are putting those together, because it is a great way to be able to have that personal connection with those who represent us. And then had a meeting with the Arts Council, which you guys, the last study session, were able to see all that they've been up to. And that's everything, Mayor.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. You know, going back to our love and condolences to Brian Butters on Shauna's passing. When I think about Shauna Butters, what comes to mind first is that she worked at Welby Elementary here in South Jordan as a secretary in the school for decades. A lot of people know and love her. I know that's how Melanie Edwards at the city knows and loves her. She was at Welby for a very, very long time. And Shauna will be missed in our community. My report is going to be very concise this time, believe it or not. A lot of the meetings that usually happen have been temporarily put on hold because the legislative session is just mega right now. It's all in, and it's a lot. So just keeping up with what's happening at the legislative level for the city and each of the bills that touch the city, and then also with the different organizations that we have the chance to be part of, and those things are busy. I also took a few days off, a little bit of time off, and went on vacation with my husband to India. And it's not a vacation. Don't let me call it a vacation. It is an adventure that is not restful. It's not a vacation like you go lay on the beach or something and that's a vacation. This is an all-in adventure. But we had an incredible time. And as we said the Pledge of Allegiance at the start of this meeting, my heart was stirred and extra grateful for what we have here in this country, for the abundance that we enjoy, for the quality of life that we have here in the city of South Jordan, for capitalism and the opportunity for people to work hard and get ahead, for the freedoms we enjoy, and just the abundance. It was so, so, so shockingly different, strikingly different, and they're a democratic government in India. The difference is just so remarkable that when we said the pledge tonight, my heart just stirred deep. I am truly grateful for this country and this community and the great opportunities that we enjoy here. So that is my report. Okay, now that I try to see through how grateful I am to have running water that's clean and all the things we have, we are going to move on. You don't have to be without a lot of these things for very long. You're going to appreciate them at a whole different level. We are just blessed. And now we're going to move on to item F. It is time for our public comment. Thank you. The public comment portion of our meeting. We appreciate always having anyone from the public who'd like to come and address the council. And as always, I just ask that We remember that we do things. We do things well here in the city of South Jordan. We expect respect from each of us to offer to each of you and ask the same thing from the members of the public who are here to speak, because we all care about this great city. So I will open up the public comment period, and anyone who'd like to address the council, the time will be yours. Everyone gets 3 minutes. We ask that you give us your name and address for the record and come to the microphone. So anyone here in person wishing to speak, the time is now yours. Wow. Okay. All right. Is there anyone online that would like to address the council? If so, I need you to please turn on your camera. Okay. Seeing none, we will close the public comment portion of our meeting, and we will move on to item G, which, as was stated, was added as an amendment to this agenda in our last meeting. It's resolution R-2023-13, appointing a member to the Arts Council. We're going to turn to our Director of Recreation, Janelle Payne, to present this, and we are excited to appoint this person to the Arts Council.
Yeah. So as you know, we spoke with Mr. Yeaman earlier this evening. I've been in touch with him since, and he is still willing to serve on the Arts Council and is excited.
Didn't scare him off.
Nope.
It was like an hour ago.
Nope. as staff would just recommend that appointment. If you have any questions for me, I'm happy to answer them as well.
Anyone have any questions for Janelle?
No.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you very much. All right. We all really appreciated the chance to visit with Jason Yeaman, and he is an appointment that would come from District 5, Mr. McGuire. And with that, I'll ask if there is a motion to appoint Jason Yeaman to the Arts Council.
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we approve resolution R-2023-13.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Marler. Any additional discussion? Okay, seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. And please let him know how grateful we are for his willingness to serve, and we welcome him to the Arts Council. It's great. All right. Item H on our agenda is a public hearing. We have resolution R-2023-11, adopting the South Jordan Streetscape Master Plan for the City of South Jordan. We're going to turn it to Colby Hill, our Associate Director of Parks, and VODA Landscape and Planning, Mark Morris. Is it spelled out, or do you say it as VODA? Tell me.
VODA.
VODA. Okay, I want to get that right. VODA Landscape and Planning. All right, thanks, Mark. Appreciate that. All right, Colby.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council, for allowing us to be here this evening. We'll be succinct in what we have to say, unless you feel otherwise. We do have a presentation we can show you. It's the same presentation you've seen before. We can show you the entire presentation. We can hit the highlights. But in short, this resolution is to approve adopting our streetscape master plan. We've had the opportunity to meet with you in a study session. Last week we had the opportunity to meet with the Planning Commission. That meeting went well. They asked some very good questions, and we were able to answer those questions and appease their concerns. If you'd like to see the presentation, we can do that. Otherwise, our recommendation is that you adopt resolution R-2023-11.
Would you like to see the whole presentation? Would you like the synopsis version?
This is the same one that we... Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
I don't need to see it again.
I don't need to see it again, but I do have a question, Mayor.
Go ahead.
What were some of the concerns of the Planning Commission?
I might have to bring Mark up here to remind me. They had some similar concerns that you had. One was some unfinished work on 2200 West, and we were able to explain to them that our intention is to come back and finish that work. They had some concerns about the priorities and how those were decided. We were able to explain how those priorities, the staff and the consultant went through and distinguished those priorities. Do you remember some other concerns that the Planning Commission had?
I think we talked about 2200 West quite a bit.
Okay.
But it was kind of about prioritization, kind of process that we had gone through. So nothing.
A lot of the things you already discussed with us, there was nothing, no new concerns from them.
Yeah, no red flags.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a question.
Go ahead.
Just one question. Did you coordinate your outfits together?
Oh, boy.
No. Definitely.
It's a fair question.
You just have 10% of his quilt.
That does happen every now and then.
Yeah. It does.
Yeah, it does. It, yeah. I showed up at an awards banquet once wearing the exact same outfit as the woman who was presiding over the whole entire event. We were identical. Yeah. What? Yeah, so it happens sometimes. Yeah. It's funny.
Not Kohl's.
Yeah. Okay. Any other question?
No.
Okay. All right. This is listed as a public hearing. So I will now open the public hearing on Resolution R-2023-11, adopting the South Jordan Streetscape Master Plan for the City of South Jordan. Is there anyone here in person that would like to speak to this? Seeing none, is there anyone online that would like to speak in this public hearing to this item? Okay, thank you. Seeing none, we will close the public hearing, and I will turn to the council and see if you have any additional questions. And if not, I will ask if there is a motion to approve Resolution R-2023-11, adopting the South Jordan Streetscape Master Plan for the City of South Jordan.
Madam Mayor, I'll move that we approve Resolution R-2023-11 as you stated.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Is there a second to this?
I'll second the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton. Any additional discussion?
I'd like to make a few comments.
Go ahead.
I appreciate the work that you've all put into creating the master plan. I'm sad to see the turf go. I have to be honest. I am, but I do appreciate the good work and I'm hoping that it'll look nice and inviting, you know, when it's all said and done. I also appreciate why the turf needs to go, and so I, you know, I'm not questioning that at all. I did send some questions to Mr. Hill. Email yesterday, and I was surprised to get a response yesterday. So, sorry I messed up your holiday. I truly did not intend to, but thank you for your response, and it helped me understand the plan a little better. And anyway, I've shared that with all of you, those questions that I ask. That's all I had to say. So,
thank you. Anyone else? Okay. I'm going to ask for a clarifier. Is it okay to do a vote of acclamation on this? This is not a roll call vote. Correct? I need clarification. It doesn't say roll call vote on here, but I need to make sure it's acclamation's okay.
Yeah, you don't need a roll call
vote. Okay. All right. Just making sure. I want to make sure we do this right. Okay. With that, I will ask all in favor of approving Resolution R-2023-11, adopting the South Jordan Streetscape Master Plan for the City of South Jordan. Please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That is approved. Thank you very much, and thank you. Appreciate it. All right, item I on our agenda is staff reports and calendaring items. I just want you to look at the clock and note that we are 30 minutes ahead of schedule, and we are doing everything we can to try to get people home safely to conduct the business of the city and get it done so we can get people home before the storm gets worse.
Yeah.
So thank you to everyone for working on that. I will turn first to Mr. Lewis, Mr. Watcott.
Just two items for you. One, as you mentioned, we have a storm coming in tonight. Our crews will be out there shortly, keeping the roads safe. The rest of our departments have been preparing for this. Many will be implementing a remote work tomorrow with just the most essential functions that require people being in person here at City Hall and in those divisions. So kudos to the department directors for being ready to implement that so quickly today. The second item that I wanted to make you aware of, I sent an email out last week looking for your nominations for a person to serve as the Grand Marshal for the parade for Summerfest. I haven't heard back from anybody, but if you've got some names, if you would send those to me in an email, we'd like to get some consensus on a grand marshal so that we can prepare the advertising materials for Summerfest. We need to start doing that the first part of March. So those are the two items that I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Watcott, do you have anything for us?
Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Luce, anything? The entire legislative session?
Can I politely decline? There's a lot of stuff going on with the bills. Many of you have been at the different legislative roundups, LPC, through your own professional organizations and others. You've seen what's going on. The best thing I can tell you right now is who's getting like the weekly updates, Friday facts, and the nightly updates from the league. If you're getting those and you have any questions, let me know. I was there to speak on a bill today that we ran out of time. It's the attorney's fees. Right now we don't have attorney's fees against government entities, and they're thinking of changing that, and the development and community and others are really pushing those things as penalties if they don't like what councils have done. As you saw with our recent litigation involving our fire department, you know, some people do things just for attorney fees, even when there's no real damage, and I'm happy to say that on the record. And so that will be in committee tomorrow. Our representatives seem more in favor of it than not. So Representative Tusher's on that committee. I told him pretty bluntly today that if he didn't think it was going to change his mind, I'd just have all you guys reach out to him. And so he talked to me for 20 minutes about it. And I think he can see another perspective. And so I'll work with him on that. And then there's just a lot going on. Homelessness is a big one. Our contribution is going up, and we've all kind of agreed to that. Because, Mayor, do you remember how much the cities that run homeless shelters are in the hole? Is it $15
million? It's a lot. Salt Lake City says they're like 20, $21 million in the hole, just Salt Lake City, saying that they're spending that much just on extra.
Yeah, they're spending that much, but I think there's an offset of what all the cities are paying in now. And I can't remember if the overall negative between the three shelter cities along the Wasatch Front.
Yeah, it's at least $15 million.
It's at least $15 million. And yeah. So everybody's is going up, including our assessment, which is only fair, but it's also one more drop in the bucket that Sunil will have to conjure up money to help us pay.
You're going to need a magic wand soon, Sunil.
Oh, Brian.
By the end of this session, you're going to need a magic wand.
Yeah. And then the Senator Fillmore, if you see him, he's been actually really good to work with on our Commission on Affordable Housing Bill. SB, is it 174? Yeah. And we're just working through all those bills. There's only one or two that are getting close to having just everybody call and text and stuff. And so just watch your phones. If tomorrow's a snow day, maybe you'll get more alerts than normal. So any questions legislatively for me? I feel like you guys are at enough things. You're getting a really broad overview. One that you might hear about is Senator Fillmore's. I thought I had it on this list. Anyway, what it is it's micro schools. And so Mr. Shelton and I spoke with Senator Fillmore about this on Saturday morning. In any residential neighborhood, have up to 16 children in a micro school. Very similar to what we do now with preschools and stuff, and we're allowed to require business licensing and put in some controls like we do that to make sure we don't overwhelm neighborhoods and stuff. And then in our Class B, I think it's Class B buildings, more of either an office or a commercial setting, they can have many more children. It's based on the square foot calculation. I think we were calculating it the other day.
35
and you have
square feet per student or something.
Yeah,
like that.
But you could have several hundred mm-hmm. students.
I thought it was 100.
Is it 100 cap?
100.
Yeah, it's 100 cap. And so you're going to start seeing these micro schools with the other education things they did where where you can pull your child out of school and get the money that your child otherwise would have been spent on your child. These are going to start popping up, and so we'll be bringing to you most likely in the next 6 months legislation for you to adopt to look at it if that bill passes. If you have specific questions, I can send it to you so you can read it, and Senator Fillmore is happy to engage on that. So any questions for me? I highlight micro schools because I wouldn't be surprised if some of your constituents asked you about it. So,
because they're allowed in residential neighborhoods now, you can just create a micro school at your home with
Sixteen max in a residential home. Yes.
Yeah.
And that could be 5 days a week.
Uh huh. Where it could get more concerning if there's like three or four on the same street or in the same cul-de-sac, and all the drop-off times and pick-up times and things like those become a harder thing to deal with. And so that's what we'll be looking at, what we can do from the regulation side to kind of mitigate any detrimental effects, to borrow CUP language, and that sort of thing. From the standpoint of, you know, we're always comparing how many Amazon deliveries someone might have in a day and stuff, too. We know our roads, with more people doing more at home, are frequented more in different ways than they were, say, 5-10 years ago. So no one's home in particular. Someone's looking at me like they might get a lot of Amazon deliveries. But
if you want to pass a resolution of fewer Amazon deliveries coming to my house, I'll support it.
that's who I was seeing. I said Amazon, someone perked right up. So anyway, there's a lot going on. Happy to go into it in detail. I just don't want to overload you. We spent, what, an hour and a half, almost 2 hours talking about it at LPC, 2 hours the other morning. So if you want to go on, I've got materials, but otherwise we can move on.
And we've got some deep dives about several of these key things that are still coming up this last 8 days of the session. Every day. Things are scheduled every day, and then they also come up spontaneously, so we've got a lot. Yeah.
And we have some appropriation requests in here and federally that the mayor and I have been working on, especially a federal one. But we'll give you updates when it's timely to put all those on the record.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Anyone else? No? I'm looking at Mr. Tingey, and I know that we have nominated someone to serve on the ZAP committee. The Zoo Arts and Parks Committee, and so we're kind of hopeful that that works out. Hope that she's chosen somebody that both of us know really quite well, a resident here in our city, so we're hopeful that that works out. If so, that would be the second committee in a row that we have had somebody really good on it. You know, so, I mean, we have in the past as well, but hopeful that she gets appointed. Yeah. Anyone else? Anything else? No? Anyone over here? Anna?
Yeah, so from last council meeting, Councilmember Shelton requested that we start making the minutes part of the record, or the attachments part of the minutes for the record. So we found a better way around that instead of combining them all in the packet. What I have done is we've added links right where we post the packet. So you'll see the previous meeting attachments with those minutes. If you click on it, it will go in order from attachment A down to how many ever attachments it is. We've posted this study session separate and then the regular meeting so that you can refer to the attachments there.
So if I pull up the council meeting packet and I'm reviewing the minutes for that packet and there's an attachment referenced, then I would pop out of that or another screen and then click on a link that's adjacent or something like that would go to the attachments. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Do you want me to show you on the city website how it is? Maybe show all of you how it.
That'd be great if you can do it.
Maybe. There we go. Okay, so right on the city council page where we post the agenda, you'll see the packet here for the 2 7-minute that were approved tonight. Right here for this exhibit, It will show you the attachment A that it refers to in those study meeting minutes that are part of the packet. So we've kept the packet to where it just has the minutes. But and so for the ones that don't want to have 600-page packets, and it's really hard to upload to the public notice website, sure. We've attached the extra links here where you can pull the packet, but then you see the exhibit. So that was the study meeting for the regular meeting. Same thing. So you can see that it's 37 pages total, but once you go through it, we'll say attachment A on this first one. Once it gets to attachment B, you'll see up in the right-hand corner that we've added attachment B referring to it in the minutes. So there, you'll have those extra links. But again, sometimes our presentations, and depending on how large the meeting is, it can make those attachments pretty large, especially with the pictures.
That's great.
So hopefully that will work. And
I didn't find it on this meeting, and I wasn't going to call you out at a public meeting that it wasn't there.
No, and I almost sent an email with the links, and I was like, I better explain it so that everybody can see that that's where we've added them.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else on this side have anything for us? No? Rachel? Anything? Okay. All right, thank you. Very quickly, I just wanted to mention to the council, if any of you are copied on or receive emails, there's this video that's been posted on Twitter. That's a three-year-old video from some city in Pennsylvania or something that is being referenced as South Jordan, and it is absolutely not South Jordan, not even close. It's not our police department. It's not our parks. It's not our policy. It is not us. And today our information center's phones blew up, and we've received a grundle of emails and people saying, what kind of city are you running and whatever, and it's not South Jordan City. It's not even close to South Jordan City. Anyway, it's. You have anything you want to say about it? I just want to give you a heads up. Don't panic over those, and also don't reply to them.
Yeah.
They're not coming from residents of South Jordan City. They're coming from all over.
We've had a lot of spam on our social media as a result of it, unfortunately, but we've been keeping track of that. And anybody that violates our policy and that, a lot of these people, they're not residents. They don't even live in our state. Like she said, this video is really old. It comes from somewhere on the East Coast. It's going to blow over. If you can, express your appreciation for our Info Center agents for taking abuse today. A lot of really foul language. Also for our police department, because they don't deserve this either. So it's just an unfortunate thing. It has nothing to do with us. And created Eric Anderson, Sergeant Eric Anderson, our police department, created a post to say false information. So if you get a chance to share that post, please do. We shared it and pinned it to our city page. So it's at the top of our Facebook page. And then hopefully it'll die down. So.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. Sorry you guys are dealing with it. I appreciated that our public safety on Twitter said, this is not our city. This is from years ago, from some video that was on TikTok from somewhere else that isn't us. And I got called out. And I said, this isn't us. This isn't us. Anyway, they had posted all the links for how to contact all of us. So if you get an email, whatever, about that, just know that's what it is. And feel free to not reply. Also, I just want to point out and welcome Jacob Seeger. We have one of our fourth grade students here with us. Jacob, it's nice to see you here. I had the privilege of joining him and his fourth grade class from Monta Vista Elementary at the Capitol and hanging out with them recently. It was fun to be with them. And Jacob, we appreciate you being here and supporting your mom, and we are grateful for her and for you. So thank you. Okay. With that, I am going to ask for a motion to recess our city council meeting and move us into executive closed session for the discussion of the purchase, exchange, or lease of real property.
I will so move.
Thank you. Can I get a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? All right. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Thank you all for being here.
I'm going to ask for a motion.
We can roll out a cot out here for you.
Okay. All in favor of adjourning, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Could I?